And we turn to pro football now and to Denver, where the Broncos introduced their new quarterback today.
I'll introduce the next quarterback of the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning.
And there was the image all of Denver was waiting for. John Elway and Peyton Manning holding up an orange Broncos jersey with the number 18 on it. Manning sat out last season with a neck injury. His former team, the Indianapolis Colts, let him go rather than pay him a $28 million bonus. Manning's contract with the Broncos is reportedly worth $96 million over 5 years. Here's Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC.
John Elway was beaming at this afternoon's press conference at team headquarters. The Hall of Fame quarterback is currently the Broncos' VP of operations.
My goal is to make Peyton Manning the best quarterback that's ever played the game. And he's got that ability with the football that he's got left.
A few seconds later, after showing off the jersey, Manning took the podium.
I called John Elway Monday morning and let him know that I wanted to be a Denver Bronco. I am thrilled to be here. I'm looking forward to meeting my new teammates and doing everything I can to help this franchise win another Super Bowl.
Elway and the Broncos' courtship of Manning had been going on for weeks, but since news broke that a deal had been reached Monday, it's been hard to find someone in this city who isn't talking about it. Chris Kendrick was standing in line waiting for a cheesesteak at a kiosk downtown.
He's a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback. He's that good.
And like most everyone, Kendrick is quick to bring up this past season's hero, Tim Tebow.
Well, I think it actually gives the Denver Broncos a shot more than what they had before with Tebow, at least in the near term.
The city lives and dies by the Broncos, and over on the bustling 16th Street Mall, season ticket holder Jason Smith hopes Tebow will stick around and be an understudy to Peyton Manning.
Great drive, very enthusiastic, really brought the team up, a lot of camaraderie.
A lot of camaraderie, and fans like Smith are quick to point out that Tebow was instrumental in a string of late-season comebacks last season, albeit with the help of his defense. It all culminated in the Broncos making their first postseason appearance since 2006.
Touchdown, Broncos! Tebow, a touchdown pass to Thomas!
I was at that playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and leaving the stadium that cold January night, Tebow mania was at an all-time high.
Peyton Manning killed Tebow mania. And I wasn't sure anything could kill Tebow mania.
But here's the interesting thing, says Denver Post sports columnist Mark Kisla. Tebow actually deserves most of the credit for the Broncos luring Peyton Manning to Denver. After all, the Broncos, he says, were destined for another losing season before Tebow came off the bench.
Tebow made it possible for the Broncos to get Manning. So, if nothing else, Bronco fans owe Tebow thanks for that.
Back on the 16th Street Mall, Denver native and Broncos fan Danny Liverance is getting some sun during a break from her sales job. She's more than ready to give Tebow that thanks because she hasn't bought into the latest hoopla around Peyton Manning.
He's probably going to get hurt, re-injure his neck, and we're going to be out a lot of money. I think Denver is looking for the second coming of John Elway.
Elway himself was never fully on the Tebow bandwagon, and at today's press conference he wouldn't commit to what his future with the team may be, but it's clear Peyton Manning is the starting QB.
We just had to make a decision as an organization, myself, Coach Fox, you know, what would be the best opportunity for the Denver Broncos to be competitive for a world championship, and Peyton Manning was that.
When asked about Tebow today, Manning said he'd be happy to be his teammate, but would wish him well if other opportunities come up. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.